Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
A new British invasion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Tesco is the British version of Walmart. It's the fourth largest retailer in the world, based in the UK. The company just reported higher than expected profits last year, more than $5 billion. Marketplace's Bob Moon says that puts Tesco in a strong position to carry out a well-planned attack on the U.S. market.
He isn't exactly shouting, the British are coming, but that doesn't make Mike Griswold any less of a Paul Revere for retailers, from 7-Eleven to Walmart. Griswold watches the industry for Boston-based AMR Research, and he's got a warning for Tesco's American rivals.
I think they're a very legitimate threat.
Tesco is about to open its first U.S. stores, starting in Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. It is said only that it'll be offering something that doesn't exist in the market already. The concept reportedly is based on high-quality convenience stores that have been successful in Britain. Griswold says there's reason to believe the concept can work here.
They had leadership from Tesco living in California for months with U.S. consumers, understanding how we shop and what we buy. They've been very successful in the new markets they've entered. They do a lot of intelligence before they enter a market, and I'm sure they've done the same here in the States.
He says the size and number of distribution centers Tesco's building hints at plans to eventually expand to full-size supermarkets. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Stocks were up today in some Asian markets. In Tokyo, the Nikkei climbed 139 points, or 0.8%. A different story in Europe, where most markets are down this morning. A mixed story on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow, which earlier in the day topped its all-time closing high, powered ahead 52 points to 12,773. However, the Nasdaq fell back a point to 2516. The S&P moved up 3 points. It's at 1471. Right now, the price of oil hovering around $62.60 a barrel. In a few hours, Democratic leaders from the House and Senate will head up Pennsylvania Avenue to meet with President Bush. On paper, at least, the plan is to try and work out a compromise on the immediate funding needs of the Iraq War. But as Marketplace's Steve Hinn reports, a compromise seems highly unlikely.
When Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was asked if he had any offers to make to the president in today's meeting, he responded.
Yeah, the offer is that the president sign our bill.
Truth be told, the House and Senate haven't quite passed a final bill for the president to sign. But it seems certain when Congress does deliver its $123 billion war spending package, it will set deadlines for U.S. troops to come home. And Bush has promised a veto. Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution says the Pentagon can move money around for a while, but
I think as you get into the June timeframe, the pain becomes so great that it's almost inconceivable that the country's political system would tolerate that that continue.
Still, Democrats hope to deliver a bill to the president's desk by the end of this month, if for no other reason than to make their point. But there's already talk of a softer, deadline-free version the president could sign. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
There's been a massive BlackBerry blackout. A New York TV station first reported late last night that email servers went down at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. The station said officials at Research in Motion, which makes the device, tried to reset the system. There's concern that the backlog of emails could cause trouble throughout the morning and perhaps create a bigger problem. Some users are also experiencing intermittent issues sending and receiving emails. If you have a BlackBerry, that probably means you shouldn't just assume that you're getting all your messages.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, applauding the many contributions of America's volunteers. You can find volunteer opportunities in your community today by visiting volunteermatch.org. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
A running joke in college is that a theater student's first major role after graduation is Mater D. But many have discovered the joy of high-tech video gaming from the other side of the screen. One of the biggest game developers is Raven Software, which is enjoying a blossoming relationship with drama students. Together, they've created characters for hit titles like Jedi Knight Academy and Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Brian Bull has a story.
You're going to basically be in this pose, and you're going to fall.
Inside Raven Software's Middleton, Wisconsin soundstage, Carrie Coon stands clad in a black and yellow bodysuit, cradling a prop machine gun. Taking direction from project leader David Peng, the University of Wisconsin alum gets into character as a sexy, combat-ready assassin. Reflective buttons shaped like ping-pong balls are Velcroed all over the suit. Animator Bobby Duncanson explains the 24 cameras circling the room.
These are all 35-millimeter cameras that are 1.3 million pixels. And so there's a lot of data coming through our network into this computer.
Project leader Peng says Raven Software began using actors 2 years ago for its motion capture technology.
We train them, and with a little luck and hard work, they basically become top-notch performers. Carrie is our top female performer for stunts.
Coon says industry-wide, many software developers can pay up to $500 a day for stunt work. She says it's a great opportunity for actors who want to work in TV and film.
We can only benefit from staying on top of it and really going after some skills that will help us contribute to that sort of world and make us marketable in other fields we wouldn't have been 10 years ago.
You got that line now, Jesse? You okay with that?
Oh, yeah, thanks. What a nice man.
At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, theater professor Tony Simotas and his students rehearse. He says the video game market can broaden an actor's versatility and marketability.
Here we are in Madison rather than being in Los Angeles or New York, in which we have a major player giving our students an opportunity to understand where their possibilities are down the road, and we're providing Raven with a really wonderful stable of talent.
For Raven, hiring these actors is faster and cheaper than creating forms from scratch. But for the demanding legions of gamers, the real payoff is more realistic ogres, assassins, and superheroes. In Middleton, Wisconsin, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.